about your bed.
Good morning, good morning.
Don't be asleep, shit.
Good morning, good morning.
All right, look. When we get on to the, we're gonna cut that up. That right there is a nugget. When we get on to these last 2 points, this is kind of like one of the more important things that we do with the podcast. We close out with just how we can inspire people and how we can help people. And one of the things that we try to talk about is our path to success. It's okay to hear somebody give a TED talk. It's okay to hear somebody or read somebody's book and their words of how their success came to be. It's inspiring, but it's also, I think, for people like us, while you're in the mode of getting there, talk about it. While you're taking the steps to get to that success plateau that you want to get to, talk about it in those times while it's going on. So a lot of people that tune into our podcast, they're going to see that we're leveling up. We always talk about leveling up, and if we can do it, they can do it too, you know? But they're always giving some kind of list of how it's supposed to be done. And I want to talk to them about people like us that are moving up in the world and leveling up. We read some of these things and we're like, yeah, right. I don't know if that's the truth. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to read just a couple of things and you let me know what you think about this. And if it's helped you be successful. It says, number one, root for your rival. Root for your op. Bronx.
Nah, the Bronx taught me I don't root for the ops.
That's and why
real
not?
New York. That's real New York talk.
Yes. That's real New York.
You know what it is? For me, I stay away from the opposition. I don't hate on them. I don't love on them. I let them do whatever it is that they're doing to succeed. And I'm doing what I'm doing to succeed. You know, they're an op for a reason. Okay, that, you know, if they weren't, then they'll be where you at. They'll be wherever you are. You'll be all up in their business. They'll be all up in your business. So
they call it a rival for a reason. I mean, they're coming for you, bro.
I mean, hello. You can't. I'm telling you, I had to get real New York. You can stay over there. I'm gonna stay on my side. But you're right. Yeah, they're your rivals for a reason. I'm very like. I think I was born the wrong time because I'm very like peace and love and oh my God, right? So it's just like, I'm not going to hate on you. I don't want you to fail. Whatever happens to you, that's on you. That's your life. And I'm going to stay in my little corner, do what I have to do to succeed. So, you know, you're definitely not rooting for me. I know that, you know?
What you think, Connie?
Do you think that like elevating the whole, like if you're helping each other out, that it just makes the pie bigger for everyone?
It's your rival.
But it's your right.
Yeah, but what does that mean? There's competition, right? Like there's competition for everything, right? Like every business is going to have competition. So does it make room if there's more players for everyone to like have more opportunity?
Well, I was going to get your answer on it, but you were kind of getting into it a little bit. What they say is constantly comparing yourself with what other people are doing can hinder your own triumphs. So worrying about what other people are doing is going to get in the way of that. Also, instead of resenting the person or the company that stole your promotion or your idea or anything like that, you want to just wish them well. Like you said, Michelle, you're just like, I'm not going to put a voodoo hex on them. I'm going to just wish them well, but right. I'm going to stay out their lane. But right. What I'm thinking of is when I'm at Burger King and they saying what make my burger better than McDonald's burger is this flame broiled. My shit is flame broiled. What McDonald's do? I think you always got to be trying to edge out your competition and your rivals and saying, I'm better than you for this reason. I outdo you for this reason. SpaceX is saying, fuck Virgin Galactic and whatever the heck else is going on with Bezos, is blue, red origins, whatever you want to call it. I want to win with SpaceX. I think that people that are successful have to have this kind of, I want to destroy my rival, but that's where I learned that you can't say destroy. You can't use the word destroy.
Maybe more subtle, just subtle destruction.
I have to be subtle. Okay, so I want them to win, and it says here, wish them well, even if you don't really mean it, because saying the words creates the positive energy you need to attract success in your life.
That's too much. That's too much for me. That's too much.
See, these are the advices they give people. I'm actively pursuing success. I know that Fiverr Pro is going to be a rival of mine. I want to do things better than them, and I want people to know. Don't go to Fiverr Pro. Come to HTI. I don't give a fuck. Right. I want y'all to lose. I want to win. What's wrong with that? Connie says, we should work together. I should work with Fiverr Pro.
Oh, well, who knows? I mean, at some point, it all, like, you know.
Talking about a buyout?
Yeah, it could happen, right? I mean, there are things that we were competing against, and then they end up investing money, right? So.
All right.
But that could happen. It just really did. You know, I mean, it's not that you don't do your best, but it's really understanding, like, what are your key competencies, right? Like, what is it that you do really well? What is it that you want to excel in? And then understanding the market. Like, what is it that my audience is looking for? What do they want? And, like, how can I give that to them in a better way? Right? Like, if you focus, like, one of the things that's interesting is, like, working with some of these companies, like we were doing something with Apple, and they were like, we don't care what the competition is doing, because we're so far ahead of them, we don't care, right? And so it was like, oh, that's interesting. They're not dogging their competition. They're like, okay, do well. But we already are so far advanced, and we're like already so much the leader. We're thinking about the next 5 steps from now.
You know why they're the leader? Because they're trying to crush.
I mean, they're aware of like there's competition, but they're like, we're thinking that much further ahead. So it's like, well,
they're that much further ahead because they're ruthless,
right? And it's really about understanding the audience and like, how do we give them what they need, and how do we like give them access to it in an easier way?
All right, I think that both of you guys have great points in that regard, and I think that, you know, you should root for your rival only after you have leaps and bounds edged them out in the marketplace. Do an Apple on them motherfuckers and be like, yo, y'all so far behind and it's just funny. So go ahead. We'll go. Good for you.
You're doing great. Wow.
Awesome. But if you neck and neck, that might feel a little different. That's all I'm saying. On to the next thing. This is something Connie has taught me, and I've loved this part of Connie. She says, you know, meditate. Find a little space in your day just to do what? Breathe. I didn't even know how to do it, Michelle. I breathe awkwardly. She says, breathe. She says, breathe in. I'm like, breathe out slowly. She like, I'm like, it felt awkward. It didn't just translate for me right away, but what it did do was make us laugh super duper hard to where tears were coming out of our face, because we were like, at least I'm trying to find that meditative space. Right. What do you think about that, Michelle? Do you want to get more centered during your day, be meditative?
So I do like to meditate, although I am horrible at it because I think about everything. And it's like, I purposefully do it. I try to clear my mind, you know, like clear your mind. I have like lavender.
Well, you have the perfect voice for it. Right? Oh my God.
I have like lavender incense on. I'm just like, breathe in, feel my space. I'm like, oh shit, did I forget to turn off the candle? Fuck, am I supposed to be at work right now? Do I have the day off today? It's terrible because it happens in a span of seconds. And then I go back, I'm like, no, 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 no. Blank canvas. And then all of a sudden it's like, the doorbell rings. Shit, that's Amazon? Where's my package? They stole my package again? It's terrible, but I do like to meditate. With all that being said, now, I do like to meditate.
We were like, we just got to breathe like 5 seconds in, 3 times, 5 seconds out, 5 seconds in. That's all we were doing. It's just like breathing.
Yeah, my brain is not breathing. Quiet. I don't give a fuck.
Same here. Even breathing, I'm just like, is that a whistle I hear coming from my nose? Are my lungs expanding? Like, it's terrible.
Connie, do you think that this helps you in your day? Do you try and meditate?
Well, I think sometimes like we expel a lot of energy, like just because you're dealing with all these people and like you're picking up their vibe and their energy and you're like giving a lot of energy during the day. And my friend taught me this exercise, like how to like get your energy back. And so like, I always think, okay, I gotta remember, I gotta like get my energy back and then get rid of all the negative stuff that I might have picked up throughout the day.
How you do it?
Well, it's like just visualizing, like it's like an idea of you're just visualizing, like you see yourself and you see like a tube running from you to the middle of the earth, and you just think, okay, all the energy, the bad stuff is going to drain out of me, everything that's dark. You just visualize like all the dark stuff,
oh,
like
you're good,
draining
Connie.
Out of you.
You're
and
good.
Then you see like the sun and the bright colors, and you're like, okay, pulling back.
You see the aura? You're good, girl. Because I'll tell you right now, I call back all my energy from any person, place, or thing that's taking over my consent, bitch, because it's mine. And then I'm just like, all right, let me get out this bathroom and go see this next patient now. I swear to you.
Yeah, you got to do that. You got to pull it back, because like people like want your energy. Everyone's calling you, needing something, wanting this. And they just want your energy. And you're like, oh, I got to get it back. And then you got to like just take
they
a moment.
They can't have it. I didn't consent for them to take it.
Didn't consent.
Because he does
exactly
all about consent.
Right.
You gotta,
exactly
I didn't
right.
consent for them to take it. Give me my energy.
You got to have a contract with people nowadays
for
just
real.
To get along. No, I think that it's good when it makes sense to people. What I've learned is that some of the stuff that made no sense to me at all and had not been making sense to me, one day it clicks. And then when you get it, then you're talking just like they were talking. Now you sound like one of those breathe, let it flow, connected to a pipe in the earth. Connie, when you say that to me right now, I'm like, what pipe to the earth? Where's the gunk? How's it? Where's it flowing? How is it?
Right.
What does it look like? I'm trying to visualize
stuff,
it. I'm just like, get the fuck away from me. You're bothering me right now.
I'm not moving. Like, I'm trying to move and I'm not moving. And you're like, you gotta like.
See, that makes sense to you. But to me, I'm just like, I'm going to close my eyes and that person that was bugging me just needs to stop bugging me. And I need to like not have you in my life for at least 2 or 3 days. I'm done with you right now, but I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. And the final one. And I think this will be interesting. I'll lead with this one. Let the answers come to you. I have control issues at times. I want things to be perfectly planned out and executed. Even if it's a long execution plan, I want it to go a certain kind of way. I am learning slowly but surely how to sit there and go through the moments and let those things happen, because like Connie said at the beginning, everything happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. Do not hate on the moment when it's getting grimy. Don't hate on the moment just because you're elated out of your mind. I mean, not, you love that moment, but I'm saying don't cling to that moment, I should say. Let the answers come to you. These are these things where you're brainstorming or convincing or overanalyzing, thinking that it can further your cause. But success thrives on work and perseverance, but forcing things often leads only to inertia and distress. I have found that out. It's just like, sometimes I'm just like, you did what you could do, Art. Now let it go.
Yeah.
Like Brill Burr says, when you're doing that curling, when that guy's rolling down that ice, and then he just lets it go. And he watches it, and he's like, I can't do nothing now, but let these guys right. with the little brooms do what they're going to do to help guide that shit. I feel like I've had a problem with that in my life, just letting the answers come to me. Sometimes I can't figure it out. I got letters A through G figured out. Those are all my solutions. My answer is not going to come in any of those. It's going to come from someplace else. And I got to be quiet and let that be what it is instead of trying to control that. What do you think about that? I'll start with Connie.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's kind of interesting because sometimes our experience is limited. Right. And our thoughts like, okay, I think it's going to be, I got to fit it into this. But sometimes when you're quiet and you just think, okay, let me take a minute. Like the answer comes to you, like, or an idea comes to you and you're like, oh, that's what it should be. Or somebody will come in and be like, hey, what do you think about this? But so I do think like you have to give it a minute. Like you can't force creativity. Right? Like sometimes you just can't force yourself or make yourself creative. It's like those ideas like come from someplace when you're not like so hard on yourself, you know? So I think you can't force the answers sometimes.
What about you, Michelle? Have you found that just letting the answers come to you works a little bit better than figuring it all out?
Sometimes. So I'm a big planner, and I also, for some crazy, because I don't know what other word to call it or what else to call it, for some crazy reason I'm just like, yeah, I can read the future. So every time I'm always trying to like the outcomes, I'm always like, well, if I do this and this, that's the outcome. If I do this and this, that's the outcome. Like I always plan ahead.
That's what I do too.
Right. But, and I'm listening, I, like you are, I am learning to kind of let that go because I do believe that everything happens for a reason. But the problem with me is everything happens for a reason, but I need to make sure that even if that reason is happening now for 5 years from now, I need to know what that outcome is 5 years from now. And it is very difficult for me. It is very difficult. I'm not going to lie. And I talk about this on the podcast. I tell my therapist this all the time. And she's like, well, Michelle, are you a mind reader? And I tell her, yes, I am. And she's just like, oh God. Like she tells me all the time. She's like, you listen, this is therapy session. You need to stop making me laugh. This is not a set. Just stop making me, because this is just, because I'm always telling her, I'm like, no, but I know what the outcome is going to be. And she's like, okay, fine. So although that could be the outcome, just like, it is the outcome. No, Michelle, it could be. Like we have these Larry David moments all the time. I'm just like, nah, it is. That's what it's going to be. She's just like, my goodness. She's like, you're just so headstrong when it comes to this. I'm like, because I know it's like I've been through some things in my life where I can tell you 100% that's what the outcome is going to be. It's just not going to happen now, but that's just what it is. And it's also my upbringing. I was brought up that way as well. Like always expect, you know, expect the unexpected. Like I always had to be on. So it's hard for me to shut it off.
Yeah.
It is very,
our blueprints as we're coming up as kids is a big, big, big indicator of what we are as adults. And those things that I'm doing are somewhat learned behaviors from my childhood. Yes. Some weights and luggages that I'm carrying from those days too. And so I'm trying to become this more evolved adult, but I still think that I know that this is going to happen and this is going to happen, or at least right. I have several scenarios mapped out that if this goes this way, this goes this way, this would. And it's just this ping pong of things where it's just like your therapist, like people are telling me, Art, first of all, it's so hard to talk to you sometimes. Yeah. You're too controlling. You think you know everything. Those are the three things that I've heard. And I have to go to my negative things that people say to me, because that's the only way I'll survive this fucking world. But it's just like, okay, so I'm controlling. I think I know everything. And all right. So how can I be better at that where I know? Because I'm petty. I told you. That'll come out my mouth first. What I tell you, I told you so. One of my lead engineers, one of them, he was like, yo, blah, 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 blah. My wife did blah, 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 blah. I can't even go into it, blah, 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 but that blah, blah happened. And I said, that right there is where I'd have been like, what I tell your ass? Mm-hmm. Told you. He was like, nope, he didn't do it. And I was like, how did you not relish in that moment of telling her so, when she was so into telling you what to do and that she was trying to save her? And it didn't work out. And then it's like, I told you so was the first words that come out of my mouth. No, got to let that go, Art. You got to let all that stuff go. And I'm like, it's only because I think I'm thinking the shit through. And they're saying, you're thinking it through too much. Let your, like some Yoda shit, let your feelings guide your, let the emotions and the spirit of the moment.
Luke,
it's like feelings guide your way. Well, it is just like, no, it's not my fault. Yoda,
Connie was gonna give us the exact line, weren't you, Connie?
What
were you gonna give us the Yoda line? No,
oh, yeah, follow the force.
Use the force, let it guide your actions.
Use the
right?
Force.
What's the force? There is do or do not. There is no try. That's the only Yoda I get down with. All this using the force stuff. I'm like, I don't know about the force. All I know that is if I do A, is this going to happen. If I do B, this going to happen. If I do C, and I always go to letters G. And Michelle, you tell me, usually one of those letters happen. One of those things happen, don't it?
Yeah, it does.
But
why
do you have so many like A, B, C up to G?
Like, people what are that? Goofy.
He has to cover all bases.
That's why. Covering all bases. So wait, you got A, B, C that leads to X over here. I mean,
A, B, and C are, listen, I want the most desired result that I can get for myself to be happy. That's the best case scenario, they say, right? And I also, this is where it gets into a little psychosis, Michelle. I got to tell you, if you got a therapist, you know how we do. Like, you know, where you're just like, this is a little weirdo psychosis level. But it's like, okay, now, if my behavior, now B and C and D and E and F and G and H are about the response from the stimuli that I put out there. So right. A situation is, hey, I do this. I naturally think that they're going to do this. It's going to all work out. That's beautiful. I love A because it's always going to be like, I got the desired response that I thought I was going to get. I got the desired result that I thought I was going to get. But B and C and D are like, what if you throw it out there and they're like this? What if your reaction is this? What is that going to do for that? Then I go to C and I say, well, what if somebody else has infiltrated and gotten their head about you ahead of time and they're trying to fuck up the deal? And then what are you going to already have already saying to them? Oh, I knew that that was going to come up. Let me get to- you start going through scenarios because the desire
it is a lot. What you want. It is a lot, but and it happens in a matter. I would tell you sometimes it happens in a matter of seconds.
It really
does happen pretty fast. And I remember growing up, my dad would always tell me, "You got to think like Sherlock." So growing up, it was tough. But in my mind, I'm just like, okay, so if this person crosses the street at this time, like I would count down the time, like I knew how long the red light was going to take. I knew how many steps it would take for me to get to the corner before the green light turned, before we had the little numbers and the stop. I knew all those things. And speaking to my therapist, she would tell me like, oh, you know, you have to let some of those things go. I'm like, girl, how would you like for me to just be like, forget everything I've been taught and start over? Like, it's hard. It really is hard. And you're right. And that's one thing I did, because of course, therapists are always like, oh, Michelle, how does that make you feel? And it's just like, exhausting. It's exhausting for me.
It sounds like it.
It really is. But it just doesn't stop. It really is exhausting. And in my brain, I'm just telling myself like, oh girl, really? You're going to do this again? But it just happens. It happens. And I'm trying to shake it. But it kind of makes me feel like a superhero sometimes. Just like, yeah, you guys don't think you don't know the outcome, but I do. And it goes to the whole effect of, I told you so. You see?
Yeah. Desired result that you're getting out of it is like, because you're prepared, you can see what these moves have to be. Those people are like, oh, I'm so glad you had that in mind. I remember when you said that 8 months ago. Right. I remember when you touched on that 10 months ago. I got people now releasing this record, and I'm telling them the whole time, I'm like, it's going to be a calling card for what HDI does. It's an exclusive service. It's the Raya of music gig platforms. I'm saying it over and over and over and over. I'm saying it to their face over and over and over again for this whole pandemic. Paused it for 2 years. I've been saying what it was. It comes out. It's like, this is the single. This is what this is for. There's so much excitement behind it. I'm like, I told y'all what this is for. This is a calling card to what the platform is going to be for people out there. It's a walking commercial. That's what it is. What part of that didn't y'all hear? You didn't hear it, but now you see Spotify and you see this and that. Now it's gotten real. I've been real with it. Since 10 months ago, I've been real with it. And I thought about, what about when y'all act like this? That was letter E. What about when this stuff goes the way it's going to go and they start talking about it like it's serious?
I have
an answer for that. I'm going to take you and hold your hand. I'm going to be ready. But then you're just a know-it-all to these people and they tell you to calm
down. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I have learned to kind of just stay quiet and keep it to myself and then just kind of watch everything unfold. And now it's up to a point where it's just satisfying to me where I'm just like, oh, I knew it. Go ahead, girl. I always, because you know, no, who really likes the, I told you so person, right?
Like, nobody.
Right. So in my head, like, and sometimes I catch myself, I'll be like, wow. My go-to, that's crazy.
That's Connie taught me a lot about that stuff, and I give her credit for that. Like, there's a lot of stuff where she'll say, I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm just going through these moments, and they're happening, and I'm cool with, you know, myself and what's happening, and whatever happens, happens from there. She said that her dad was that way, where it was just like, kind of more just let life go do what it's doing.
Yeah, I think that we don't have to worry about all the, sometimes, I just feel like we don't have to worry about all the steps. Like in my mind, I have a vision of what I want to happen. Like, and it depends what it is. Like if it's something like my artwork or something, like I have a vision of what it is. And then it's just executing to that. So or I have like a vision of how I want something to happen or that I want something to happen. And then I just kind of like, okay, it just shows up.
She believes it and she receives it.
She's so chill. Like, there's
this whole like stress about it, and I feel like that, I don't know. You gotta let stuff roll off. You gotta be turtle mode. I got turtle mode on, so stuff's rolling off, and you just stay like, okay, there's the what I want to happen, and you execute to that. And
Connie's so chill. So basically, Art, you and I, we just nosy. We just some nosy motherfuckers.
We got a whole paranoid status in our mind. We're a little bit paranoid. We're a little bit cynical. We're like, this shit can go all kinds of left. So I'm going to go ahead and be ready for that. I'm going to be ready for A, B, C, D, and E. But that's what these lists, when you're trying to be successful in the world, you say that I did a whole week on cliche. Cliches are there for a reason, because they work for so long that people say them all the time, because that's the stuff that works. And I always hear meditation. I always hear let go and let God. I mean, I came up in a church. I heard that when I was growing up.
Where I want to be, and then there's all these pieces and parts, and then they kind of fall into place. They fall into place, and you're like, oh, there's the path. Okay, let me just start walking down that path now. Like, because it's laid out. It's laid out, you know?
I got a little few life preservers out there, Michelle, and they glad I got them, because I thought about that one thing that they didn't think about. So these lists, because they throw out stuff that obviously works, but then I like how we do. In real life, it ain't that easy. And in real life, you really do have to make adjustments to follow these cliched wisdom nuggets that life
is. But it's not like you're not putting in work, or you're not doing the steps to get to the next step. Right.
Oh, yeah. We wouldn't be sitting here on this podcast if we weren't doers and ambitious. I mean, I got that part. We are the other ones. I mean, we couldn't even talk to people that weren't ambitious. We wouldn't have a connection with them. This is for the doers of the world. These podcasts that we're doing are for the doers, the movers, the shakers, the ambitious ones, the ones that want to put 100 on 10, the ones that's not just satisfied with sitting still. It's about those people. That's what we love y'all listening. When you go to It's Michelle, you will get the same type of encouragement, but from a reality zone. A little bit of funny in there, and reality goes a long way, because we can identify with each other. It's like, oh, I was going through that bullshit too, Michelle. Damn, I'm so glad you talked about it this morning. Because that shit, I couldn't meditate it away. I couldn't jog it away. I couldn't hot yoga it away. I was really mad, and I told him about it. Ooh, what about those times? I don't care.
Absolutely. Right. Let it go.
Let it go and let God...
What they say, let go and let go. It's terrible. Listen, I'm not very religious. I'm very spiritual.
We aren't either.
I'm not religious. And there's certain things that I hear. I'm going to let God fix it. Okay. You don't want to try though? You don't want to try to fix it? Just a little bit. I mean, whatever. You know, you say, oh, I'm just saying. All right.
That's their meditation. Right. They believe that shit going to work. Exactly. My mom will get on her knees and pray for me to this day. She can't do nothing else with me, though. She's just like, I can't convince him. I can't tell him what to do. God, you just need to get in that boy's mind and heart and just ease it up, Lord. I'm like, okay, Ma. I don't know. He didn't talk to me yesterday, but maybe he's busy right now. He probably get to me this Saturday or something like that. I don't know.